Chapter 16. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, so that would be Sunday, they came to the sepulcher at sunrise. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulcher for us?" When they looked, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man, which we know was an angel, clothed in a long white garment, sitting on the right side, and they were frightened. And he said to them, "Do not be frightened. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. You shall see him there, as he said to you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. They did not say anything to any man, for they were afraid. And I think that means they didn't say anything to anybody until they got to the apostles and told the apostles. Now when Jesus had risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. And she went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. And maybe they didn't believe Mary because she had had seven demons in her before. So maybe they thought she was still a little crazy. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And when it says he appeared in another form, I don't know if that means he looked like a different person. And this may be referring to, I know in another account, we have a story about Jesus walking with two men and going with them into their village. And I think he even ate with them. And it's probably referring to the same event there. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them. Afterward, he appeared to the 11, as they sat at the table, and upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." This would be, we call this the Great Commission. You know, remember he had sent out his apostles before on a limited commission. Just go to the Jews first and present the gospel to the Jews first. This is now the Great Commission. So this is Jew and Gentile, everybody. "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned." Couple things to say about this. There are so many churches out there who will flat out teach that baptism is not part of salvation. That it's important and you should do it, but it is not part of salvation. I have never understood that. Clearly, this verse, and there are definitely other passages that teach that baptism is essential for salvation. "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe and therefore would not be baptized shall be condemned." He didn't have to say, "But he who does not believe and is not baptized shall be condemned." That would be silly. Why would someone be baptized if they didn't believe? Which brings me to another point, infant baptism. You know, there are churches out there that practice infant baptism. I've never understood that either. First of all, babies cannot believe. Belief must precede baptism. You have to believe in order to be baptized. A perfect example of that, let's just jump over to Acts 8, 36 and 37, with the Ethiopian eunuch. Philip teaching the Ethiopian eunuch, he taught him the gospel. And it says, "And as they went on their way, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' And Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Belief must precede baptism, and in every case, it always does. Another thing is, babies don't need to be baptized. They're innocent, they're pure, they're sinless. They do not inherit the sin of Adam. Just read Ezekiel 18. That chapter just blows that right out of the water. Then he continues and says, and these signs, now when he says signs, that's going to be miracles, shall follow those who believe in my name or with my authority. They shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues or languages. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So those that are going out into the world to preach the gospel, remember this is the first century. This is the first century. Some of them are going to have the ability to perform miracles. And I say some because as we learn, as we'll learn from Acts chapter 2 when the church began, some were given miraculous abilities. Not all Christians had the miraculous abilities. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven. So he went back into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went out, that's the apostles, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. How was he working with them? They had the Holy Spirit, remember? They were able to perform these signs, these miracles, and confirming the word with signs that followed. That is the purpose of miracles, is to confirm the word. Miracles were to prove they were speaking the truth. Let's look at Hebrews 2, 3, and 4. I have that written down. I don't remember what that says. Hebrews 2, 3, and 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. So that was the purpose of miracles. And that is the end of Mark chapter 16 and the book of Mark.